Montgomery County, Maryland. It's just to the north and west of Washington, D.C. Almost a million people live there, and it continues to grow. Montgomery County looks quite different in various parts of its nearly 1,300 square kilometers.
The north end of the county are farms. It's a rural part of the county. It's a rural area, although the housing is being built and built further and further north and filling up. In the southern end of the county, it's very urban, very much like the city of Washington, D.C. It's difficult to know where Washington stops and Maryland begins.
Because of that, Montgomery County has its share of big city problems such as crime, traffic, and development sprawl. Neighborhoods reflect a wide range of family incomes. There are single-family homes that are grand and others more modest. Some are new and others have stood for a century. There are also many multi-family dwellings. And while the county appears prosperous at first glance, it also has areas of poverty and substandard housing. But everyone, regardless of the house and neighborhood they live in, wants public safety, a good education for their children, and the opportunity to make their families' lives better. People have moved to Montgomery County from all over the world, bringing their languages, cultures, and faiths with them.
My neighbor is an Anglo-Saxon. On the other side is probably somewhere in Middle East. The one in front of me is from somewhere China or Oriental. And we are from originally from India, so it's a very ethnically diverse county.
This international mix makes the county vibrant.
So many different faces.
It also makes including everyone an important goal. The county has its own government, as do the towns and cities there, such as Rockville. These local governments, not the federal government in Washington, provide schools, roads, public libraries, and other things people use every day. These local governments make themselves accessible through public meetings, while area newspapers and TV cover the issues the county faces. But there's more to Montgomery County than just residents and government. There are also groups of citizens there working to help others, whether it be providing recreation, turning out the vote, or sharing food with the hungry.
People helping people, that's what the word community means.
Whether it be helping others directly or interacting with local governments on important issues, there's a lot of citizen activism in Montgomery County and the city of Rockville. In upcoming segments of this series, we'll explore how people work together to make life better. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.